as I pray to God, there is a request that I always ask of Him. And I believe that if I can get that right, then everything else is going to fall into place. And it is a song that is out of our supplement that I was introduced to, and I fell in love with the song because I believe the words that the song is saying is what I should be and what I should be striving for. And it is the song is entitled The Servant's Song. I want to read these verses because this is what I'm asking God to help me to be. Make me a servant, just like your son. For he was a servant. Please make me one. Make me a servant. Do what you must do. To make me a servant, make me like you. Make me a servant. Take all my pride, for I would be lowly, humble inside. Giving to others with all that I do. In love for my brother, make me like you. Make me a servant filled by your might. And may all my labors shine with your light. Show me your footsteps and all what I should do. For now and forever, make me like you. I say that prayer because I want to be a servant of the Lord. And I understand that it is not doing it for myself. It is doing it for the Lord. Because if I do things for myself, I will most likely lose out on salvation. This lesson that we're going through is one that is simple. And I'm beginning to realize God's word is just that. It is simple for all of us to understand. I don't necessarily have to explain to you what the scriptures of God is saying. It says exactly what God wants it to say. And so this lesson, as other lessons that I hope to give in the future, will be based upon God's word. What does God say about this subject? And we need to pay heed to what He does say about it. Now, I'm sure you've heard statements like this, but it's in the Bible. That's true. It's in the Bible. But the next thing is, because it's in the Bible, it says many things. How much about that subject do you know? Do you know exactly what the Bible and God is saying? Something God has to say something over and over and over for it to be binding. All God has to do is say it one time, and it's binding. I want you to think about this. When God spoke to us in the Bible, is He going to say something wrong? Do you believe the Bible has wrong stuff in it? God just doesn't know what He's talking about. So we're going to look at and view some of the things that God said. But to start off, I want to remind us about some things that we need to focus on when we're looking at the Word of God. The scripture that was read to you, and everything will be out of the ESV. This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things, and who has written these things. And we know that his testimony is true. So now, if you believe that the writings of John is true, then you shouldn't have any problems with the scriptures that we're going to be looking at. Now, there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. And I thought this one would be one for us to focus on. This is from Isaiah. And God was talking to the Israelites. Wail, for the day of the Lord is near. As destruction from the Almighty, it will come. Therefore, all hands will be feeble, and every human heart will melt. They will be dismayed. Pain and agony will seize them. They will be in anguish like a woman in labor. They will look aghast at one another. Their faces will be aflame. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel with wrath and with fierce anger, to make the land a desolation and to destroy its sinners from it. For the stars of the heavens and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be dark at its rising, and the moon will not shine its light. I will punish the world for its evil, and the wicked for their iniquities. I will put an end to the pomp of the arrogant, and I lay low the pompous pride of the ruthless. Isaiah 55, one of my favorite passages. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declared the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from the heavens, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the things which I sent it. The subject matter that we want to look at God's word about is sin. In 1 John 3 and 4, it's a passage that we are familiar with. Whoever committeth sin transgresseth the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. In other words, if you do what God did not tell you to do, it is sin. As simple as that. If you can't find book, chapter, and verse for something, and you decided to go beyond, it is sin. Because if you remember, God said, your thoughts is nowhere near mine. Just do what I tell you. So, if you do anything else It's a sin. It's a transgression of the law. ESV. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practice lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. And I like how this one said it in the Good News Bible. Whoever sins is guilty of breaking God's law, because sin is a breaking of the law. If you sin, if there's sin in your life, you are violating and you're breaking God's law. Now, let's look at some things that God has said. In Genesis 4:7, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it. Exodus. Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin." Exodus 23:33, "They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you." And Moses said to Aaron, "What did this people do to you that you have brought such a great sin upon them?" So Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Alas, this people have sinned a great sin. They have made for themselves gods of gold." Because of his sins that he committed, doing evil in the sight of the Lord, walking in the way of Jeroboam, and for his sin which he committed, making Israel to sin. The wage of the righteous leads to life. The gain of the wicked to sin. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Let not your mouth lead you into sin, and do not say before the messenger that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry at your voice and destroy the work of your hand? If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body to be thrown into hell. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and law breakers. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Then Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. And when he comes, he will not convict the world concerning sin and the righteousness and judgment." When he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Do you not know that if you present yourself to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or obedience, which leads to righteousness? Do you not know that if you present yourself to anyone as obedient slaves, this is just a reminder, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or obedience, which leads to righteousness. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification, and it's in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. What then shall we say? That the law is sin? By no means. Yet, if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would not have known what it is to covet, if the law had not said, you shall not covet. There's many more scriptures. But it's real simple. All we got to do is get in the Bible and read what God says. We will then know what he wants us to do. But if you neglect to get into the Word of God and think that it's going to come to you any other way than studying what it says, you're going to miss out. If you think any person that stands up here as he speaks that it's going to get in your head and stay in there, you are mistaken. The only way to know what God say about sin or any other subject is to get into his word and see what God has to say. And the interesting thing about this particular lesson, it was all God's word. I didn't add nothing there. I did not say, well, I think this means that. It's God's word. John 12:48. Paraphrasing, Jesus said he did not come here to judge the world, because in a sense he left it up to one thing. That was his words. His words are the words of God. And he says, if you reject these words, those same words are going to condemn you. So now, the end question is this. If you go to hell, whose fault is it? Whose fault is it? If God was to ask you a question, why didn't you serve me faithfully? What are you going to say? We all hear the silence right now. That's what it's going to be about if he asks that question. But you know, I believe if he says to you, well done, my good and faithful servant, because you've done everything I told you to do, and that is why you're here, you will be shouting. You won't be silent and say, thank you, Lord. You are going to be shouting because you made it. And why did you make it? Because you paid attention to the words of God. That is what I'm leaving you with. Study your Bible. Study the subjects. Know what it says so you can honestly say to yourself, I know what the Bible says about this, this, or this. If there's anything that we could do for you, if we could pray with you, We can study with you. Make it known as we stand and sing the song.